Let's start. Rivnei Ela Sibos, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the bottom. The fourth word in our line, there's a dot right before it.
Where is it in relation to the Mishlei Kaf Gimel?
Four, three lines below that.
What?
Three lines below the Mishlei Kaf Gimel, down there somewhere on the right hand side.
Three lines below that.
The times below that, three words in, there's a dot.
Umipnei? Yeah. Umipnei, because of these reasons, A, in order to, on the one hand, to conceal wisdom from those who are not worthy, and B, on the other hand, to make it easy for those who are not so smart to grasp, even though they're paradoxical reasons, but for both these reasons, Sidra Chacham Elayim HaSholom, the Chachamim of blessed memory arranged Dibrahim, their words, Bidrashos al Inyon, they made them in Dirashos, they expounded them, al Inyon, I think, Shraku Sechel Aksil Lipnufim Machshavto, that something which a fool will reject, according to his understanding. In other words, people who are foolish are going to reject it and not pay attention to it. You know, I think that the fools he's referring to here are somewhere in the middle between young children and women on the one hand and great scholars on the other hand. Because he said before that the great scholars, they understand the depth of the parable the metaphor. Whereas the young women and children, the children and women, they on the other hand are going to be able to look at things in a simplistic way. So who are the people who are actually going to reject the Agadata, who are going to reject the drushes of Chazal? Those are the people who are in the middle.
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. If a kid reads the Agadata and the Gemara, it says something about a giant snake. It's like a cool story. Like, he totally just says, oh, giant snake, okay. And that's it. And he understands drushes, shot, and he doesn't have questions or anything about it. And a big scholar will be like, oh, that means this, that means this, that means this. But the average guy in the middle will be like, ah, it's impossible. They don't know if they're crazy rabbis who want, you know.
Right, that's exactly. And the Rambam says that was intentional, that this person, you know, he doesn't deserve to become enlightened. But a truly enlightened person, they
should make a bracha, by the way. Don't worry, he's not getting any hanat.
Vein roi lismoch achison eladrashahu. It's not proper to attribute any shortcoming to that exposition which the rabbis made. So a person who is truly intelligent will understand, will think, that the shortcoming is from his own mind. And when he sees a parable of their parables which is difficult to grasp with his intellect, even on a simple level, in other words, he can't even grasp it in a simple way, Roilo, it's proper for him, lishtome ma'od, to be very desolate, al sichlo, on his intellect. Shelo even, in other words, he should be upset at himself that he's so dumb. Shelo even, they didn't understand the matter.
Is that going to really help him?
What? So, yeah, in other words, he's supposed to be humble, that's the idea.
Right.
He's not supposed to assume that the rabbi is going to say. Shelo even, Einya, to the point that he's lacking in his belief, I'm not sure if this is a bit choppy here. He's missing these beliefs, which I guess the Agada can impart him, b'tachlis arichuk, to the great uttermost distance, because he has no understanding at all. Because in people's wisdom, but Deus here doesn't mean wisdom so much as their characters, there are Yeshlem Yisron Zelzeh, different ones have advantages over other ones, Kefi Yisronos Midam Zokin, based on the advantages of their dispositions. Literally, Mezek means their blend. Kamosh Nimsa, such as will find Mezek Ish Echad, the disposition of one person, Shu Yashar, that is straight, Mezek Ish Acher, more straight than other people's dispositions. Ken Yisechel Ish Echad Shalem, so to their minds, in which one person's mind is more perfect, Mezekel Ish Acher. So it's like in character, there are different people with different traits, and some people are better than others, so too in intelligence. There are different people with different traits, and some people are more intelligent than others. The Ein Sofek, and there's no doubt, She Ein Sechel, Mishiyed Adov Nechbaz, that there's no comparison between the mind of somebody who knows something very significant, Kesechel, to the intelligence of Mishiyad Gil Adov Ha'hu, no, I see what he's saying. He's saying there's no doubt, let's go back a couple words. There's no doubt, the intelligence of a person who knows, but superficially, something which is precious, is it's not like the intelligence of a person who actually grasps the thing. In other words, he assimilates it in his intelligence. One of them is called an active intellect, and the other one is called a potential intellect. So to know things deeply is something which actually has a profound impact on a person and changes the type of intelligence. So the Rambam is saying that a person who doesn't understand Chazal, he should be upset that he doesn't have this more profound understanding, this active understanding, but rather just a superficial understanding.
And he should seek to acquire it, or is he just I
think so. Bishvil Zayeshon Shem Ene Anoshim. Therefore, there are things which arise in some people. The Tachlis Habir Amos Habir. Things which in the eyes of some people are the ultimate in truth and clarity. And they shall ish acher by other people, those self same things, and rechokim v'nimnoim. They are distant and difficult to accept, literally impeded. Miyosam api, and rechokim v'nimnoim, the comments are different. They shall acher, and rechokim v'nimnoim miyosam api amayla v'chachma. And they are impeded, meaning these people who are not of the same mindset, from getting to the advantage in wisdom which they could have received. So in other words, everybody is different, everybody's intelligence is different. And our assumption is, though, that Chazal knew what they were doing. And if you knew what they were doing, then you would be a very intelligent person too. But if you don't know what they're doing, it's not their problem, but it's your problem. Okay. Let me give you a clear-cut example. Let us ask a person who is a sage in medicine, a cheshbon or mathematics. And music. And he is distant and he is proficient in the sciences, knowing about nature. V'novuv, he has a good heart. Umaskil, and he is intelligent. The rake, but he's empty. Oh no, sorry. Vuneor, he's another maskil. Vuneor, but he's empty. Rake, also empty. Mechachmasat Tishboros, he doesn't know algebra. Mechachmasat, what? Tishboros, I'm not sure Tishboros, algebra, geometry. Tishboros, I think, is algebra.
So he knows all science except for geometry?
And also the Chachmasat Kochovim.
And astronomy.
Astronomy, right.
Okay.
So, Teva is really, the natural world down here. Plants.
He's a biologist, not a physicist.
Right. But no, I'm not an astronomer, right. But no, I'm not a Omer, but Ish Shehutoein. Well, I say to him, what do you say about a person who claims Shagufa Shemesh Onuroim, that the body of the sun which we see, with a ksana, which looks like a small ball, a small round thing. V'yomar shu guf kadur, the godel hakadur ahu ki godel kadur oretz, and he'll say that it's a bas, I'm not sure who's saying what yet, he's going to say that it's a body which is like a ball, and the greatness of the size of that ball is in correlation to the size of the earth. Me'a v'shishim v'shisha pam u'shlosh shmini pam. 166 and 3/8 times as large.
I think that's about right.
Yeah?
I think so.
I think probably the Greeks had some way of measuring it. The Kadura Shemidosa Asinu Ha Asinu Amidosa, and the earth itself, but with which measure we made these calculations. Who Kadur is a ball, Arbavatim Elef Mil, which is 24,000 kilometers approximately around.
5,000 radius, so 2 pi r, would be 6 times 5,000.
5,000 miles or 5,000 kilometers?
I think kilometers. What did he say it was?
24,000 kilometers.
5 times 3 is 15, times 2 is 30. Maybe it's not 5,000. I think it's miles.
Anyway, sounds right. It's interesting that the Rambam, you know, of course, lived well before Columbus and knew the world was round. I mean, one of the myths they propagated in school that nobody knew the world was round until Columbus came along.
What is he saying all this for again? This is someone who knows.
We're telling the guy who's very smart, but he doesn't know astronomy, right?
Okay.
So telling him, listen, you should know that ball up there is 166 and 3/8 times our world, which in itself is 24,000 kilometers around.
Okay.
So he tells him that. V'yal derech hazeh magia ledat kama milin. And based on this, in other words, knowing 24,000 is the size of the Earth, if you multiply 166 and 3/8, then you'll get magia. He'll reach ledat to know kama milin, how many per mil, 2,000 kilometers a mil, approximately a kilometer. Yesh midas kodo kadur shemesh is in the size of the sun. Ein sofek. Is no doubt Shaisha who? That this person, that Zachariah, who's pure, who's clear in his thought, like Shemin Zayi Zach is clear or pure oil. So he's clear in his ideas because he's a learned man. Asher Yiskil Min HaChochmos, which he attained by his intelligent pursuit of all the disciplines which he pursued.
This is the guy who was told this or was telling this?
Was told this.
He was told this, okay.
Yeah. All this which we tell him, he will not find in his soul a place to sustain this belief. And all this is something which is very far in his eyes without any capacity to grasp. Meaning, this person knows everything but not astronomy. It's an interesting idea that I'm saying. This person knows everything but not astronomy. And is it outside of trigonometry, it's his Boris then? Most trigonometry invented. How the Greeks measured the
geometry was invented. Well, geometry and trigonometry almost correlate, but
it's similar.
Yeah.
So somehow or another, he doesn't know this. He doesn't know how he measures sizes.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you come and say that ball in the sky, which is, looks like it's pretty small, it's really 166 times,
right.
3/8 times the size of the Earth, which is 24,000 meters. So they'll think you're nuts.
Because back then there wasn't this total luna in anything any science guy in a lab coat says.
Right.
Nowadays, the scientists will be like, oh, you know, this thing is this big. Everyone, you know,
well,
he might be very well right, but most everyone would immediately say, ah, okay, that's right.
Right.
Back then, I guess, people were more skeptical of
right.
these people.
Because there was no, wasn't the social
pretty established
to believe scientists.
Well, there was no invention that proved them to be right.
So, about Hannah Tichlis, and the logical kind of usually means claim, but it means that the logical position here is Avolo will come to him b'tchilas ha-machshava, at the beginning of his thought, when you first bring up the idea to him, Shatana Zos said this premise, which is proposed to him, but Taylor, it's null and void, it's ridiculous. Yes, what is this? Do you need more money? Go take a drink of water. There's water fountain. It's okay. Go take a cup and get water in the water fountain. Okay. So go home and get a drink. Anyway, I have to learn now. Ki eichet shar. Because how is it possible, he said, V'yos adam amakom kefi zeret echad min haaretz. How can a person be on a place which is approximately a half an amah? Zeret is a half an amah on the land. V'yein ashir grama shemesh, and such a person will know the measure of the, I don't know what gram means, but I guess the size, some have the sun. They came on its circumference, umida shivcha, and its area, ad asher tiyeda, so kolelis oso, oso to the point that his wisdom can incorporate this fact, kemo, shukol umida shukol umida shukol umida shukol, as if he's measuring the ground underneath him. In other words, he says, even though he's very smart, from his perspective, you know, how can I, standing here, know or assert what's happening with the sun so many miles away? I can only measure my immediate environs. How am I ever to possibly measure how great the sun is? Bo Yomar, and he also say, Ech Efshar Zeh, how is it possible? B'nei Gram Hashem Esh B'Shamayim, the body of the sun in the heavens, the Tachlis HaMerchok is a very distant from us. And even to look at the body of the sun properly, it's not possible for us because it's too brilliant. We can only see its radiance towards us. How can a person reach up on high, you know, take his measuring tape up to the sun, so they should be able to measure. The exact thing we do so, and not only that, he's going to say precisely its measure, it's by 3 inches. Right? Mainly it says it's 166 tons, right? But 166 3/8? The guy's going to think you're nuts, right? Zedavar Shah, who Shain Kamo. This is something which is clearly a lie, which has no parallel. And he was no doubt in his heart that this claim, this assertion that the sun is 166 times the size of the earth, is a null and void claim, which cannot come into being. Okay. But if the same person accustomed himself to learn books of measurements, v'chokmos, and the knowledge, mashuroi, which is proper, v'tavnisa kaduriyos, and the structure of round objects, v'zulasom, and other aspects, mina arachim, and the arachim of relationships, like correspondences, arach is value, so values of one vis-a-vis the other, v'yatak v'sham achakach, and he will then go to from that study to Elasafra Masuda Bina Zed, to a book which describes the size of the sun, the rains, and describes astronomy. Love, and one which is similar, or one which is similar, says the Tolomar meaning. Say the Kunas HaGalgalim, the book of the character of the constellations, Hayadua, which is known as Sefer Amajesti. Whatever book it is. Then the premise will be clear to him. The Tashuva Tanamit. And they'll understand the premise to be true, because he already mastered the wisdom which is necessary in order to perceive this claim to be true. Very quiet. Following?
Are there any rabbis like the Rambam?
He's getting a bit confused in the last couple lines. What he's saying.
He's saying that before he said that the guy was very intelligent, but hasn't learned any astronomy at all.
Right.
And any what was the other thing?
Geometry
at all. So if you tell him, you know the size of the sun, and now you know the size of the sun, you know the sun, exact size of the sun, exactly within 3/8. You can say 166 to 3/8 times of the earth. The guy who never studied geometry, astronomy, would think you're nuts. He'll say, you can barely measure the immediate area where you are. You're standing on a zeret, a half an amma by a half an amma. And you're going to go and tell me you know what the measure of the sun is? The people pass. But if a person has learned through, I don't know, it's the same person, so another person, what difference does it make? A person learns through geometry and the concept of correlations of size and what else did he say? Is that astronomy? Yeah, the qualities of balls. The qualities of balls, which are, you know, the geometry of spheres. So then, and you tell him the same thing, that the sun is X size, you know, to times greater than the amount of Earth, then he'll understand it and he'll accept it. So people who have the basis can understand and accept. People who don't have the basis, they can't understand and therefore they won't accept. They could accept that blind faith, but that the Rambam holds is not good acceptance, obviously. Right.
Are there any rabbis like the Rambam today? I mean, it's like, you go into circles, and like, a lot of circles, especially in Muncie, anything that comes out of a scientist's mouth, they're like, ah, it's hogwash, whatever. Like, and they don't want to investigate into it to see if it's really true. They just say, ah, that's what they say. And it's all ridiculous. But, like, it seems that the Rambam, like, seems to have some sort of, you know, faith in these procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So that it just didn't carry over the years, or?
No, it didn't carry over the years. There are the rabbis who know science well.
Right.
But, as a matter of policy, it didn't carry over the years.
Hmm. So you're saying that the Rambam wouldn't hold the blind faith as a credible way of accepting it?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So anybody that believes, huh? I mean...
Yes.
I'll see them.
That'd be...
The Nachman of Breslov. And tell you that, Nachman of Breslov held Rambam was basically not precarious.
We just read that in a little Rabbi Nachman book there.
Wow.
It says you have to increase your Amuna, simple Amuna.
Yeah. Does he refer to the Rambam there? He says, absolutely forbidden, strictly forbidden to learn the Rambam.
I'm guessing that there was a lot of cases like that over the years that people just had to believe, people that were ignorant or people that were, I don't know, a farmer.
Well, those are people who weren't, see, Rambam could see that a lot of people are not capable of independent thought.
Right.
For them, everything they do in life, the Rambam would say is blind.
Right.
Well, we're talking about people who are capable of independent thought. Rambam holds that they should not follow blind faith. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, in his introduction to his book on the 30 principles, says, I think this is what I saw, that the Rambam holds that any body who denies the 30 principles is put to death. Why? Because they're logical. Because Judaism is a logical religion. It makes sense. And if you deny logic, then your existence is meaningless.
It's only if you have the capability to understand that logic, basically.
Right, which is
right.
Why he said women and children, they don't have that capability, they're not taught it.
I'm saying, like, yeah, I mean, I'm saying there could be someone who has no idea of the concept of Mashiach, you know? And so he's like, he sees the principle on Mashiach, on the coming of Mashiach, and he goes, what are you talking about? That's kind of ridiculous, what this guy's going to, you know what I'm saying? But he doesn't know he doesn't understand the entire concept of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that wouldn't be what Rama's talking about. He's talking about someone that is perfectly capable of understanding it, but for whatever reason kind of chooses, like, I'm not going to think.
Anyway, Rambam is a very big anti-intellectual. He held that everything is, I don't know if he would say, it's an extreme, but, you know, basically things are, You shouldn't require external proofs for your belief, or you shouldn't look at evidence for things, but rather those should come out from your heart.
So according to that theology, or according to that philosophy of belief, you should just believe it and don't look for any evidence whatsoever, just believe it.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't make sense. So what difference does it make what religion you pick?
You
can be Christian and just believe it.
Right.
And that's what the whole religion is based on.
You have been lucky enough to be born as a Judaism, that's A. And B, you might tell you, well, blind faith in Christianity, you'll see it won't work.
What do you mean it won't work?
You won't feel fulfilled.
You won't feel
the Jew.
So because Judaism, so what if someone finds some place where it's fulfilling? And then they have a Muna Peshuta in that.
Right, but so the Nachman knows that a Jew cannot have a Muna Peshuta in something other than God.
He'll just know it's wrong.
Yes.
If he starts believing something else, he'll know it's wrong.
Right. That's Gemara says in the Sefer Sanhedrin, one of my favorite Gemaras. The Jews only worshipped Avodah Zorah by Pa'or. Because they wanted to be involved in licentious behavior. Right? Jews don't believe in Avodah Zorah. They know it's a bunch of bunk. But they want to, they want to have a good time. Mm-hmm. That's where they go, and they accept Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara says is saying. Right? So he's also, the Nachman would say, you're a Jew, you know what's real. Right? You're just trying to fool yourself because you want to have whatever sort of pleasure you can from this world.
Except that if you turned to Christianity, you would be having way less pleasure of this world than anyone else.
Why?
Because if you became a devout Catholic and you wanted to be a priest, and you can't even get married, so you would be denying yourself pleasure of this world even more.
Oh, but you don't become a priest.
Yeah.
Who says they become a priest?
That's like the holy aspirations of the Catholic.
No, the reason Catholicism is suffering such a shortage of priests is because Vatican II said that it is equally holy to follow the path of marriage as it is to follow the path of celibacy. At that point, the number of volunteers to be priests, monks, and nuns dropped severely. Until now, they thought, well, we're getting much more Olam Haba than they're suffering here, but now they heard that it's not the same thing, so therefore the numbers decreased dramatically. So that's a lot.
Although, according to that Gemara, then that would also mean that the people that then went and did that Avodah Zarah, because they wanted to do those other things, that they were thinking in order to do that. They were thinking, like, listen, I know this is no good, but I want to go experience pleasure. I want to go do this. That takes a certain amount of thought to come to that level. And to then do that, versus like someone who's just kind of going along, like, I don't know why I'm doing it, I'm just doing it.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Right?
That was, the generation of the Midbar, which is in the desert, they're called the Dordea, the generation of intelligence, the intelligent generation. So they have to use intellectual sophistry, cooking logic in order to allow themselves to do things.
But
just to go jump
if that
was
the case, how come we punish by death of Avodah Zarah? Because basically, then, according to Gemara, every case of the Avodah Zarah is almost like it's without Kavanah.
He's like,
it's
okay.
No, according to Gemara, they did have Kavanah to do that Avodah Zarah
they didn't have Kavanah to worship the statue as a god.
We kill people for Avodah Zarah. We kill them for the act, not for the belief.
For the act. No, but if you murder someone without the intention of murdering them, you don't get executed. You go to Eir Mikvah, right?
True, but by Avodah Zarah. The definition of Avodah Zarah is deliberately doing an act of Avodah Zarah, even if you don't believe in it.
Oh, okay.
If you believe in it, also it's a problem. Even if you don't act upon the belief, but that is, we won't be killed for that. Conversely, if you act upon it, even if you don't believe in it, you're going to be held liable for the action.
But with murder, you're not as liable if you didn't intend to murder the guy.
It's called an accident. There's no accident by Avodah Zarah. Interesting thing. There's no such thing as an accident by Avodah
Zarah. That's why I heard that in the old city there was a Christian place or something in the old city that like was the door was like built lower or something, so that when you entered you were bowing and then there was like something inside or something that was that.
A lot of churches have
really?
It.
Yeah.
A lot of the ancient churches, so you have to bow down when you come in. And you put a cross like over the door.
Right. So like so just by going in there, you're out of Avodah Zarah, even though you have no intention.
Yeah.
No shogeg and Avodah Zarah.
That's why the door
you bow down low. That's over Shane and Miskavin. It's not exactly the same thing. It's not what you don't intend to do. But theoretically, yes, if you know what you're doing, then you must avoid doing it.
Why the doors are so low. I didn't think everyone was that short.
What?
That's why the doors are so low.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think everyone was that short back then.
Yeah. It's like,